With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dr. Novelist Robin Cook's medical thriller Outbreak is meant to scare, and it does. Cook's heroine is a young woman investigator for the Centers for Disease Control, who tracks a deadly virus unleashed by a group of villains who happen to be doctors.
I had this idea, what if there was a sort of a medical mafia that decided that it was going to take things in its own hand and had the idea that the ultimate goal was the betterment of American medicine and therefore could justify its means.
The idea didn't come completely from the imagination of Robin Cook.
Back in the 40s, when Truman tried to get national health insurance enacted in this country, there was a group of very strong right-wing physicians that formed a kind of a secret group to sabotage that effort.
Part of that sabotage effort was to label the health plan as part of a communist plot. Robin Cook, himself a doctor, is in kind of a dilemma. By talking about the bad guys in Outbreak, he's given a lot of the plot away.
I was worried about that in my first book, Coma, when I thought, now how can you talk about a novel and get people interested in it and yet keep them from not knowing what the mystery is? It turned out that it didn't seem to make any difference.
The killer virus in Outbreak is said to be the most deadly known to man. Known as Ebola, it first appeared in Africa in 1976.
The prologue of Outbreak is actually a slightly fictionalized account of that first outbreak. Somebody stumbled in, didn't feel well, and they thought he had malaria. They institutionalized him, and lo and behold, it wiped out the hospital, patients, nurses, doctors, and most of the small town.
It's a little scary to know that, as in the book, a sample of that deadly virus at the Centers for Disease Control is protected only by a link chain and a bicycle lock. Robin Cook's thriller is Outbreak, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Robin Cook has carved out some exclusive territory. He writes best-selling medical thrillers. His villains are often doctors, but so are his heroes. And it happens that Robin Cook is a doctor himself, an ophthalmologist who is on the staff of a hospital in Boston.
I have encouraged a lot of doctors to start writing, and they all call me up and they say, gee, I've decided that I want to write a bestseller like you did. Can you give me a few hints? I think they think it's somehow easier than it is.
Cook has received some negative mail from fellow doctors, however.
Coma, for instance, a couple of doctors wrote to me that they thought that I was providing a disservice by scaring people away from surgery. I wrote back to them, I'm scared of surgery, so why shouldn't people have that same feeling?
Robin Cook's latest book, Outbreak, deals with a kind of civil war among doctors, the competition for patients, and the impact of health maintenance organizations.
The way my stories originate is that I have some aspect of the medical environment that interest me or that I think the public should know about. Then there is a kind of mystical way that that idea gets transformed into the form of a story.
In Outbreak, a group of unscrupulous doctors tries to sabotage HMO facilities by unleashing a deadly virus.
The AIDS problem, it's been around a lot, and I did refer to AIDS problem several books ago when it was new. It's no longer new. But what's new is the idea of a virus. What is a virus?
The reader finds out in Outbreak.
The mystical portion of doing this is somehow being able to translate some of these ideas and circumstances into a real story, something that hangs together, makes sense, it's fun to read, it's entertaining.
And Robin Cook's novels are entertaining. Such books as Coma, Brain, Fever, and now Outbreak, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.